From Acts and Matthew, the third part of our creedal confession is based on the Holy Spirit and the power of God with us in spirit. The scriptures have given us a creed to live by, and as we profess, teach, and use word to converse, the Spirit of God gives us ability. The book of Acts, written by Luke, gives us an understanding of how the Spirit fulfills the prophet Joel, who promises the Spirit of God poured out on us. Luke tells us that on the day of Pentecost, all the people living in Jerusalem hear the disciples declaring in each of their own languages the great acts of God and the power of the Holy Spirit as it descends on them like a flame. All people not only hear the word, but for many, they receive the Spirit and believe. This time of confession and telling of the power of God is a creedal act of the faithful followers of Jesus. God sends the Spirit first to the people, and then they are able to confess their faith. The whole Catholic Church is part of the Creed, and the Creed is the Catholic Church. The Catholic or Universal Church that declares the Holy Spirit, according to Luther's explanation of the third article of our Apostles' Creed, goes like this. I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Christ Jesus my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. And the point? Echoing 1 John, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Is that? It is the Spirit which enables confession. End quote. We cannot have faith unless God gives us the Holy Spirit. We need to understand that every act of faith begins with God sending the Spirit that moved over the waters of creation to us today. It is God who gives us that Spirit. It is the Spirit that goes wherever it chooses. Like the wind, the Spirit does what it wants, and we cannot direct it or see where it comes from or to where it is going. It is the power of God that moves across the waters and is poured out on our flesh to give us the ability to believe and to confess and to live in faith. Trusting in the Spirit that guides us and leads us into the ministry of the good news of Jesus Christ, we go to all the world teaching the gospel, trusting in the Holy Spirit that guides us, and the Creed goes with us. We are a people of the Creed, and the Creed is of the people because God gives us hope, and God opens the gate to salvation through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit gives us sight to see that open gate, and faith lets us walk through the gate to the love of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Trust that God has chosen us. We do not choose God. Jesus tells us in John chapter 15, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name." It is Jesus who reminds us that the Father is gracious and gives abundantly to all God's creation. It is God who is the Spirit that moves where it chooses, and we do not know where it comes and to where it goes. God chooses to love God's creation and will never leave us. So God sends the Holy Spirit to bring the good news to us. We receive the gifts of the Spirit to again go out confessing and teaching and conversing that God is good and God is with us, and God opens the gate of God's kingdom to all who believe. We are a creedal people who will proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we confess the power of your will, that we are your people and you are our God. Send again to all your creation the Spirit that leads us into your kingdom through the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.